Okay, so you've shared some really interesting stuff with us, materials from Reach Marketing, all focused on how construction companies can get more leads. We've got website info, a podcast link about B2B lead gen.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, quite a bit to unpack there.
Exactly. So for you today, our mission is basically to dive deep into these resources. We're going to pull out the absolute must-know strategies, the actionable stuff that can help your construction business find new clients and, you know, really start to grow. Ready to dig in.
Absolutely. Let's do it. What immediately jumps out from all this, honestly, is the foundational need for a robust online presence.
Right.
It's just not optional anymore, is it? It's the bedrock, really, for everything else they talk about.
Couldn't agree more. They really emphasize having a website that's not just like pretty, but one that's built to actually perform.
Yeah.
And today, that mobile-friendly aspect, non-negotiable.
Totally. Everyone's on their phone.
But where it gets really strategic and they hit this hard is search engine optimization, SEO.
Right. Spot on. They specifically point to the importance of strategically weaving keywords like how to get construction leads into your website's fabric.
Fabric. I like that.
Yeah. You know, not just in the main text, the obvious stuff, but also in those less visible elements like meta descriptions, those little blurbs and search results, and the header tags that structure your content.
Okay, let's break that down a bit for you listening. Think about when you need something specific.
Mm-hmm.
You probably head straight to Google, right? Type in exactly what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So a potential client might search commercial roofing contractor near me, or maybe kitchen remodel cost estimate. By using those exact phrases, those long-tail keywords in your website content, you're basically waving a flag at Google saying, hey, my site is the perfect answer to this person's specific question.
Exactly. And the higher you rank in those search results, well, the more likely you are to get noticed by someone who actually needs what you do.
And that's a crucial distinction, isn't it? These aren't just random visitors. These are people actively looking for construction services. You're meeting them right where they are.
Precisely. In that moment of need.
Okay, so you've grabbed their attention. They land on your site. What keeps them there? What makes them stick around? The materials make a really strong case for content marketing.
Oh, got it.
It's about going beyond just being a digital brochure. You know, it's about actually offering something valuable.
Precisely. It's all about establishing yourself as an authority, building that trust. Imagine a potential client searching for, say, the best type of insulation for energy efficiency.
Okay.
If your blog has a detailed, helpful guide on exactly that, you're not just giving info, you're showing your expertise.
Hmm.
You become a trusted resource.
Exactly. And think about other stuff. Case studies, showing off successful projects, maybe a guide on planning and budgeting for a build, or even simple home maintenance tips. It's all about practical, useful information.
Yeah, real value.
And they highlight the power of visuals, too. Things like infographics, maybe before and after photos, or video testimonials from happy clients. Seeing results and hearing from a real person, that can be incredibly persuasive.
Absolutely. Those visuals add that layer of authenticity, make your expertise feel more, well, tangible. Plus, from an SEO standpoint, constantly adding fresh, valuable content tells Google your site is active and relevant. That helps with rankings over time, too.
Good point. So beyond just your own website, the resources emphasize social media. It's really evolved, hasn't it? Way beyond just vacation photos.
Oh, it certainly has. Platforms like LinkedIn, for instance, are fantastic for B2B connections, potential commercial clients, industry partners.
Right.
Then you've got Facebook and Instagram, much more visual. Great for showcasing projects, maybe some behind-the-scenes stuff, engaging with homeowners too. Think progress photos of a build or short videos explaining a tricky part of the process.
And it's a conversation. Right? Not just broadcasting. It's a chance to interact, answer questions, build a bit of a community. Plus, they specifically call out targeted social media ads.
Yeah, that's powerful.
You can really zero in on specific demographics, locations, even job titles to reach the exact people you want, like targeting property developers in a specific city on LinkedIn, that kind of thing.
That precision is incredibly valuable. And let's not forget social proof. Encouraging happy clients to leave reviews, say, on Google, and then sharing those testimonials on your site and social media, that boosts your credibility big time.
Okay, so we're building this wide digital net, but what about connecting with clients right in your backyard? For most construction businesses, local work is the bread and butter. That's where local SEO comes in, right?
Precisely. Local SEO is all about making sure that when someone in your town searches for a construction company, your business pops up prominently in those local results, like on the map pack.
Right, the map.
Yeah, the resources specifically highlight Google My Business as critical. You need to claim and optimize that listing. Make sure your name, address, phone number, website, hours, all that core info is accurate and totally consistent everywhere online. Directories, listings, consistency is key.
Yeah, think of that Google My Business listing as your like virtual storefront for the local area. It's what shows up on Google Maps, and those reviews are right there. People really look at those star ratings and what neighbors say.
They absolutely do. Positive local reviews build massive trust within the community. And it's not just online. The resources also mention offline engagement, participating in local events, maybe sponsoring a Little League team.
Yeah.
Those things increase your brand visibility right there in your target market. Boots on the ground, basically.
Makes sense. Now, once you've made that initial connection, maybe online or offline, how do you keep that interest going? Guide them towards actually becoming a client. Email marketing seems to play a big role here, according to the materials.
Exactly. Building an email list, people who've shown some interest, and sending out, you know, informative newsletters is a great way to stay top of mind. Nurture those early leads.
But the key is value, right? Not just sales pitches.
Absolutely. Keep providing value. Share those industry insights we talked about, updates on cool projects you're doing, maybe exclusive checklists for planning a renovation, that sort of thing.
And the call to action, the CTA, in those emails is crucial, isn't it? You can't just send info and hope they figure it out.
No, definitely not.
You need to clearly guide them, a button to request a consultation, a link to view case studies, a phone number to call. Make it obvious what the next step is.
Precisely. Make it super easy for them. Now, let's maybe dig a bit deeper into some of the more targeted digital ad techniques they mentioned.
Okay.
We touched on optimizing your site with keywords, including those longer specific phrases like, I don't know, cost to build a custom home on Lake Travis. But it's worth stressing how vital this is for attracting really qualified leads.
It's like speaking their language, isn't it? Using the exact terms they're searching for shows you understand their specific needs. And they keep coming back to that high-quality content, those detailed project case studies, practical how-to guides, even safety tips demonstrating best practices.
And the visuals. Those high-quality photos, compelling videos of finished projects, they really bring your work to life.
Yeah.
Let potential clients see what you can do for them. Then there's pay-per-click, PPC advertising.
Right, on Google and such.
Yeah, this lets you target people actively searching for your services at the exact moment they're searching.
So if someone in your area searches eco-friendly commercial builder, boom, your ad can show up right at the top. And you only pay when they click, right?
Exactly. That's the pay-per-click part.
Yeah.
Makes it very targeted and potentially cost-effective. They also mentioned retargeting. Can you explain that a bit? How's it useful for construction?
Sure. Think of retargeting as like a friendly reminder. Someone visits your website, maybe looks at your portfolio, but doesn't contact you right away.
Happens all the time.
Right. So retargeting lets you show your ads to that same person again later as they're browsing other websites. It's subtle, keeps your brand visible, and reminds them, hey, remember us.
What?
For big decisions like construction projects, people often need time. That repeated exposure can be really effective in nudging them along.
That makes a lot of sense. So even with all these powerful digital tools, the materials also remind us that good old-fashioned networking still matters a lot.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Despite all the tech, those face-to-face interactions at, say, industry trade shows, local business meetups, even community events, they're still incredibly valuable for building real relationships.
It's about that human connection, isn't it? Putting a face to the business name, building trust through actual conversation, those connections can lead to long-term partnerships, referrals, stuff you don't always get online.
And great places to collect contact info, expand your network too.
Exactly. Now, as we said up front, these resources are from Reach Marketing. It's actually quite insightful to look at the specific services they offer as examples of how companies can actually implement these strategies.
Right. Good idea. They highlight their expertise in SEO and PPC, which we've covered, but also things like comprehensive web design, making sure that online foundation is solid.
And their sister company, Unreal Web Marketing, focuses specifically on content creation. That just underlines how critical that valuable content piece is.
What's also interesting is their experience. They mentioned 13 years in business, but the team has even more prior experience. That suggests a deep understanding of B2B marketing, including construction.
Yeah, longevity counts. They also talk about being platform agnostic with marketing automation, meaning they work with different systems like HubSpot, Salesforce, Marketo, Pardo. That flexibility is important as different businesses have different tech stacks.
And for companies wanting to really use their data, Reach offers services in building data warehouses, basically pulling data from different places, marketing, sales to get a full picture, find trends, insights.
That allows for a much more strategic, data-driven approach. They also do data enhancement for B2B databases, cleaning up contact info, making it accurate, super important for targeting.
Definitely. Can't market effectively with bad data.
And it's interesting, they serve diverse industries, not just construction. Suggests a broad marketing perspective.
They even have a lead finder tool to help pinpoint ideal target audiences, making outreach more efficient. And their other services cover a lot. Email marketing, list building, defining MQLs and SQLs.
Marketing qualified leads and sales qualified leads, yeah.
Right. Plus email deliverability, campaign management, business intelligence. It's a pretty comprehensive suite.
It really paints a picture of the specialized support available for construction companies trying to generate leads effectively today.
So to sort of wrap this up for you, our listener, what's really clear from digging into these Reach marketing materials is that getting construction leads today, it demands a well-rounded, multi-pronged strategy.
Mm-hmm. Not just one thing.
Exactly. It's not about just doing SEO or just networking. It's integrating everything. Mm. A strong digital presence with a great website, creating valuable content consistently, being active on the right social platforms, optimizing for local search, using targeted digital ads smartly, and yes, still getting out there and networking in person.
Absolutely. It's about building a cohesive system, mm-hmm. really, one that uses both online and offline channels to connect with potential clients wherever they are in their journey.
So here's something to really chew on. Looking at all these different ways to get leads, what's maybe one area you think holds the most immediate potential for your specific construction business right now? And what's the very first actionable step you could take, maybe even this week, to start moving on that?
Or another way to think about it, with all these options, how do you prioritize? How do you build a cohesive, effective, and sustainable lead generation engine that fits your company?
Exactly. It's all about taking these insights we've pulled from the materials you shared and figuring out how to apply them strategically to your unique business, your goals. Lots to think about.